Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 6, the idea of looking at getting excited about a holiday before it comes, the source for looking at a holiday, learning about a holiday really up to a month before. The Gemara explains the significance of the 30-day rule mentioned in the previous rulings, talking about really learning about a holiday, getting to know the holiday within 30 days. 30 days supposed to learn and research about a holiday. It was taught in a brisa. These 30 days, what is their purpose? The notes point out that is, why do the sages fix a period of 30 days? The Ron points out, to learn about a holiday, as was taught in a brisa. We acquire into and expound the laws of Pesach for 30 days prior to Pesach in order to familiarize ourselves with its laws. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says 2 weeks suffice. Thus, according to the Tana Kama, during the 30 days prior to Pesach, one must concern himself with his Pesach obligations. And that's how a lot of people have the minhag of the custom to learn, especially about Pesach, within 30 days of the Pesach. Interestingly enough, this cycle in 2020, when we're doing Pesachim and we're in the early winter area going into Pesach, it probably will lead into Pesach. So it gives us a lot of head warning, a lot of head notice. Hey, Pesach's coming up in a few months. But in general, we should really get involved in all the Jewish holidays. I feel like a lot of holidays get wrapped under the radar. You know, Pesach gets a really front page. Sukkot gets a really front page. Even Shavuos gets like second page. And even Purim gets like second, third page. You know what holidays really don't get much attention? I feel like enough attention. Hanukkah. We're here now in the early winter. We're about to come to winter. Hanukkah's upon us. Hanukkah, ironically enough, happens to be my favorite holiday of the entire year. I would love to learn about Hanukkah for months. But even weeks before Hanukkah, I start getting the Hanukkah fever. You know, I get the excitement, thinking about lighting the candles, thinking about giving the kids presents, thinking about making different Hanukkah foods. Maybe I could try this year, maybe, Lee Nedder, and thinking about also singing and eating and just having fun in the holiday and being involved in the holiday and talking about the holiday. I bought so many books this year leading up to Hanukkah, researched so many toys and whatnot, get knickknacks and whatnot for Hanukkah leading up to it this year. It's good to get excited about the holidays. You know, before Purim, a couple of weeks, think about Purim, learn about Purim, get involved in Purim. There used to be in Yeshiva the idea of going through Gemara Megillah before Purim, getting in the spirit of Purim, and learning the halachos of Purim beforehand, the halachos of Hanukkah, learning beforehand would be a great idea also in the weeks and the months leading up to Hanukkah. And of course, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, even Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av are wonderful little holidays not so known about. Of course, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur as well. These are holidays that are not always known about it, but it's good. The Gemara talks about the idea of getting into the holiday, learning about the holiday, getting familiar with the holiday 30 days before, especially Pesach. Why not apply it to different holidays throughout the year? There are wonderful websites that could give you some information. Chabad and OU and YU and Aish, of course, has really good articles, really good sections on different holidays to familiarize yourself with them. Besides, you're just looking at the Jewish laws of the Shulchan Aruch and the like, but there are ways to be involved in each holiday and definitely beforehand to familiarize yourself with it and get yourself excited for the holiday that is coming. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 7 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.